Tonight, we are hearing the voice from the scripture. And as a worshiper tonight, we praise God and listening from the scripture, what really happened for the Christmas story. So would you please stand, first prophecy hymns, hymn 211.
People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied exultation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as the joy at the harvest, as people exult with dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from his time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Soon become the shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins.
Our different understanding lead to different practice and observations. In other words, how we celebrating, when we look at how we celebrating special day, we can understand how people understand this special day, right? For example, like Veterans Day, not many people really have a true meaning of Veterans Day, but some people really put weight on this special day because of their experience. Some other people, when Veterans Day came, people think, oh, this is just another day to relax or barbecue day. But there are some people really specially because of their personal and family experience. So that's how we celebrate. When we see the people practice and celebrate and observe a special day, then we are able to understand how that person or people understand this special day, right? March, there's a special day coming up, March 3rd. Do you know what special day it is? It's my birthday. It's my birthday, and it's very special for me, right? Probably you don't really feel the specialness, but I feel very special. But my understanding, my perspective of my birthday got changed when I was 20 years old. One day I realized that this is a very special day, but I didn't do anything for my birthday. There was my mom who did all the labors and birth, and who feed me and raised me. That was my parents. So until 20 years old, I really enjoy receiving gifts. But once I realized that that's the true meaning of birthday, and I changed my practice and observation. About 22 years old, I start to give a present, birthday present, to my mom. Isn't that good? Yeah, I mean, instead of me getting the birthday present, I changed my practice and observation of my special day, birthday, for giving my birthday gift to my mom. And before I came to the United States, even on my birthday, I cook special birthday meal for my mom. That became my new tradition. Still, you know, on my birthday, I'm calling my mom and say, "Mom, thank you. Thank you for giving birth to me." So that's how we see how people observe and practice special day. We are able to understand how people are looking at their perspective and understanding of that special day. So let's talk about Christmas. For 1,000 years, we've been practicing this special day. But how we practice, how we practice and observe this special day, that we could understand how we see, understand our perspective on this special birthday. Prophet Isaiah proclaimed, even 600 and 700 years before actually Jesus came, Prophet Isaiah, you heard it. Isaiah proclaimed that there will be Messiah coming for us. And this Messiah will save us, will be our Savior, and we will desperately need the Messiah. That message passing down to generation to generation for almost 700 years. But people's perspective and understanding of this special prophecy, they changed it. They're not able to understand it. So once Jesus came, they did not recognize him. They did not recognize him as Messiah. And this amazing Messiah came, but nobody in authority and power did not recognize it. The Messiah came to us. Let's praise together. 234, would you please stand?